Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of a bounce back today. If you look at the Wi-Fi Interactive, nice to see the major indices in the green, but really been in a holding pattern since that big breakout we had only last week. Here's a 12-day chart, and you can see just kind of flagging here. We'll have to see what comes of this. But until the S&P 500 clears 4,400, that is just the very first step it has to get to in order to right itself. Now, this is the bond market. I'm going to pull up the 10-year T-note yield, which is bouncing up today. It's up 8 basis points. But you can see over the last 2 days, it's just lost an incredible amount of territory there. And not surprisingly, the value in cyclical trade is bumping today. But I do want to check out the VIX, because the VIX is maintaining above 30, and that's pretty significant here. More significant, I think, is if you look at the move. Now, this is basically the VIX, or the fear index of the bond market, and you can see it is spiking up. This is a 3-month chart, and is just from the lower left and to the upper right here. You take a look at what's happened over the last 5 days. That is a huge movement in the move index. So let's take a look at our sector action. We can see kind of a mixed board. Actually, everything's in the green now. We got energy up 2%, financials up 1%. As I said, value and cyclical leading the way here, consumer discretionary finding some love. But along the lines of everything pretty much reversing what it did yesterday, energy is not that case. In fact, futures are just climbing higher, if not screaming higher. I know we've been taking a lot of looks at crude oil here, but WTI above 100, reaching 110 is simply incredible here. You have to wonder, when can it end? And by the way, I just read a report, 80 million barrels of oil have been released by various governments around the world over the last year, and yet the price has doubled. I've seen this. In fact, I haven't seen this since 2007, but when commodities get going, you start worrying about things like position daily futures, limits on futures moves and things like that, instead of the underlying fundamentals. We're seeing the dollar heading higher based on not only haven concerns, but on interest rate differentials. And at the same time, you see commodities moving higher. We are in the midst of a super cycle right here, and also a smaller bull market in commodities that's not going to be reversed until the Fed pops that bubble. That's going to take, I would say, at least a year, and the Fed's going to have to be aggressive about it. So we'll see how all of this ends, and we'll get a peek at that in a couple weeks when Chair Powell takes the podium.
Hey, Jared, that scooter you ride to the office, that's electric, right? I mean, I hope it's not gas.
No, it cost me, I think, 50 cents to charge it, and it goes about 20 miles, so I couldn't be happier with it. It's just a little bit cold right now.
You're a true man of wisdom. Jared Blickery, thanks so much.